News Services Division of Akashvani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we'll bring you a slice of Nagaland's culture from Nagaland House in New Delhi, which recently hosted the Autumn Festival. We'll also bring you a report from Sikkim, where the prestigious 18th L.D. Kazi Memorial Gold Cup football tournament kicks off today. But first, let's go to Akashvani Kohima, which recently organized a folk song competition. The spirit of Naga heritage and youthful energy came alive at the Regional Center of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts, RCEMPA, Jyotsama, as Akashvani Kohima organized a folk song competition titled Voices of the Youth on the evening of October 28th, held to commemorate 90 years of radio broadcasting in India. The event showcased the diversity and richness of Naga culture through music and performances. Our Kohima correspondent Asuno brings this report.
Fifteen groups of young participants, primarily college students, representing various Naga tribes, took the stage with traditional folk renditions, each echoing the rich oral traditions of their community. The Vatau Ayang group, representing the Kamyungan tribe, emerged as the winner of the competition. Cries of the Ang from the Konyak tribe and the Sangtam Students' Union Kohima, representing the Sangtam tribe, backed the second and third position respectively. The winners were awarded with cash prizes and certificates. In addition, awards were presented under the special category for attire, and four consolation prizes were also given to other outstanding performers. The prize money was sponsored by the Northeast Zone Cultural Center, NEZCC, Dimapur, while the Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, Government of Nagaland, partnered as a venue collaborator. At the event, Head of Program Akashvani Kohima, Ms. Ila Kaina, highlighted that the year-long celebration of 90 years of broadcasting is a tribute to the rich cultural legacy preserved by radio over the decades.
Akashvani is commemorating 90 years of radio broadcasting in India. It is a year-long celebration that began in June 2025 this year and will continue until June 2026. This celebration highlights the rich legacy that Akashvani has preserved over the years. As we celebrate Akashvani's rich cultural legacy and the 90th commemoration of broadcasting by hosting this folk song competition, we pay tribute to our folk artists. Many of them may have passed away, but their legacy remains cherished and forever in our hearts. Their efforts in preserving our culture have kept it very much alive today. these efforts have greatly shaped Akashvani Kohima into what it is today.
A special presentation by the Dikir Women's Union Kohima added to the evening's charm as their soulful performances celebrated the beauty of Naga traditions and musical heritage. Melody faded into the night, voices of the youth stood as a vibrant reminder of how radio continues to connect generations, keeping culture alive through sound, songs and storytelling. For Northeast Diary, Asonyo from Kohima.
Our Gangtok correspondent Dili Ramdulal brings a report on the prestigious 18th LD Kazi Memorial Gold Cup football tournament, which kicks off today at Chakung Ground, Soreng District, marking the grand return of one of Sikkim's most celebrated football events after nearly 6 years.
Talking to All India Radio, Abhishek Khewa, General Secretary of the Organizing Committee, said the tournament represents not just a sporting event but a celebration of Sikkim's rich football culture and community spirit.
So there are 16 teams participating in this tournament. This is a 16-a-side knockout tournament, and all are invitational teams. Top teams from in and around the northeast, from rest of India, teams from Nepal, and top teams from Sikkim. I'd like to list out the names of the teams. They are from Sikkim: Sinling Sporting Club, Akraman Sporting Club, Himalayan SC, Red Panda Football Club, Sikkim Police, Yangtang United, and Brotherhood FC. From Nepal, we have Japa 11 and Makwanpur FC. From Kashong, we have UKFC and Mixed Boys. From the town of Kalimpong, we have Georgian FC. From Mizoram, from the northeast, we have Kazwal Vengta Football Club. From Jalpaiguri district, we have BSK Jalpaiguri. From Siliguri, from the city of Siliguri, we have Kanchenjunga FC. And from Malbazar, West Bengal, we have SC Brothers. So these are the top 16 teams that are going to participate in this knockout tournament. The winners for this tournament will get a prize money of 10 lakh rupees, and the runners-up will get a prize money of 5 lakh rupees. This tournament is taking place after a brief gap of around 5 to 6 years, and this is going to take place in Chakung, Soreng district, and I appeal all the football lovers, okay, all the fans to kindly come and witness this tournament from the committee side. At the same time, there's a marathon named Chakung Run that is going to take place during this tournament in the coming days, and the exact date is 8th of November 2025. There will be a half marathon divided into three categories. They are 21 kilometers, 10 kilometers, and 5 kilometers. Okay, the prize money for 21 kilometers half marathon will be 50,000 for the first place, 30,000 for the second place, and 20,000 for the third place for both men and women. And for 10 kilometers, the prize money will be 30,000 for the first place, 20,000 for the second place, and 10,000 rupees for the third place, both men and women category. There will be consolation prizes worth 5,000 each for the first 13. Participants will be participating, top 13 for both the categories, and there will be one category known as Fun Run for 5 kilometers that will be run by all strata of the society, even retired officers. So registration is free. There will be wallpapers out in the social media pages. You all can scan the QR code and register and be at the venue on the aforementioned day and time. Additionally, there will be stalls set up on the venue. Several groups and local budding entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs who are running in the field of tourism. Okay, this is set up to encourage tourism in Soreng district. At the same time, the people who come to witness the tournament will get a taste of the cuisines and traditions of our district at the same time.
The opening match features home team Sinling FC taking on Kanchenjunga FC Siliguri. Organized under the leadership of MLA Aditya Gole, the tournament will continue till November 9. Dedicated to LD Kazi, Sikkim's first chief minister, the tournament celebrates his legacy while promoting football and tourism in Soreng district. With Moinak Chatterjee, Dilip Ramdulal, Akashvani News Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
inaugural program of the 4th edition of the Autumn Festival, a prelude to the 26th Hornbill Festival in Nagaland, began with great enthusiasm as visitors thronged the lawns of Nagaland House to experience the state's rich culture. The festival was organized by the Tourism Department, Government of Nagaland, in collaboration with the Principal Resident Commissioner's Office, Nagaland House, New Delhi, and supported by the Ministry of Tourism, Government of India, on the 24th and 25th of October 2025. Kapil Mishra, Minister for Tourism, Art and Culture, Government of NCT Delhi, was the chief guest, while Ambassador of Thailand also attended as the guest of honor, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Union Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, also graced the event. Addressing the gathering, Kapil Mishra said that the relationship between Delhi and Nagaland is like that of brothers, and expressed his desire to organize an annual festival celebrating Naga culture in collaboration with Delhi Tourism in the near future.
Bahut hi shandar ye festival yahan par hai Nagaland Bhavan mein. और साथ में प्रील्यूड भी है हॉर्नबिल का. सारा दुनिया, सारा देश हॉर्नबिल में जाना ही चाहता है. हम लोग भी इस बार हॉर्नबिल में आएंगे. और साथ में मैंने एक कमिटमेंट किया है, तमजन इमना लॉन्ग के साथ बात हुई है कि ये नागा भवन के अंदर हुआ है, इसको और बाहर दिल्ली में, दिल्ली यूनिवर्सिटी में और सेंट्रल पार्क में नागा कल्चर को सेलिब्रेट करते हुए ये इवेंट हर साल दिल्ली टूरिज्म के साथ मिलकर हम लोग इसको ऑर्गेनाइज करेंगे.
Temjim Imna Along, Minister of Tourism and Higher Education, Government of Nagaland, who was also the chief host, invited everyone to visit the state and experience the unique culture of the Nagas.
Hornbill Festival 26th edition Nagaland mein hone wala hai. Chand saalon se abhi Delhi Rajdhani mein hum log Hornbill Festival ka ek jhalak prelude yahan Autumn Festival ke naam se नागालैंड हाउस, नागालैंड भवन, एपीजी अब्दुल कलाम में होते रहता है. तो इसके मतलब ये होता है कि आइए हमारी नागालैंड की संस्कृति, हमारी जनजाति 17 अलग अलग की परंपरा और हर एक सोच विचार को आप लोग पहचानिए. और वो सबसे बढ़िया तरीका एकजुट होके सब जगह में जाके आप सबको ही नहीं देख सकते हैं, मगर 17 जनजाति और विभिन्न अलग पार्टनर स्टेट्स, पार्टनर कंट्रीज के साथ मिलके किस समय में हॉर्नबिल फेस्टिवल होता है.
He emphasized that the autumn festival was not just about showcasing culture from afar, but celebrating the deep and natural bond between Nagaland and Delhi.
दिल्ली हमारी देश का राजधानी ही नहीं, मगर हम सबों का दिल की धड़कन है. हजारों और लाखों नागा परिजन, हमारे परिवार के लोग यहाँ आके पढ़ाई लिखाई करके अपने आप को उज्जवल बना के बहुत लोग आके गया. और आज भी दिल्ली शहर में लाखों हमारी नागा जनजाति के लोग पढ़ते हैं, लिखते हैं. आपके साथ, आपके परिवारों में, आपके मोहल्ला में, आपके शहर में रहते हैं. और कुछ लोग आपके लिए मतदान भी करते हैं. दिल्ली ने कभी हमारे नागा समाज को नहीं छोड़ा और हमारे नागा जनजाति समाज दिल्ली को अपना बना के यहाँ रहते हैं. आप लोगों के प्यार के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
Over the years, the Autumn Festival has received enthusiastic response from visitors and has helped generate interest among those who have heard of but never experienced the Hornbill Festival and Nagaland.
My name is Imchin Lamlai and currently I'm staying in Delhi doing my diploma, and I'm from the Ao tribe as well as my cousin sister. This actually we are having a small mini hornbill. As you know that Nagaland has a big hornbill, but our people are excluded everywhere all around the India, so we have this hornbill in different places. So this is one of the hornbill that we're having here, that we basically call it mini hornbill. So my cousin is going to sing the opening song, she and her partner. that they're going to perform together on the stage. And it's actually an owl song that they have specially made for this event. And yeah, it's going to be an owl. I don't know if you guys will be able to understand it or not, but it's all about all get together and all those things. It's a very nice opportunity for us to, you know, showcase our cultures and all those things. So that's what I think.
This is the fourth edition of Autumn Festival.
I think so. I haven't been here. I think I came this year only in Delhi. Yeah, I was back in home, and that's why I was not able to. You know, even I'm shocked that I was not able to be a part of Hornville because I was so busy traveling and all those things. So due to that, yeah.
But this is your first slice of Hornville Festival.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, first time for me. But other than that, I have seen many people who have experienced all those things, how people from outside the country also come and attend. So for them, it's a good experience. I think you guys will enjoy it too. Yeah, no problem.
I'm Dr. KV. I'm from Kohima, Nagaland. This autumn fest that Nagaland House or Nagaland Tourism has been promoting it as an autumn fest prelude to the Hornbill Festival. That's Festival of Festivals. And here is just a glimpse of what's there, over there. And so this is just not even a 1% perhaps, but you will find a lot of cultural things. And we come every year to see the performances, also the food, and showcasing a lot of good things that is available at home. And this year we are seeing a lot of good things, much, maybe even bigger than what was anticipated. So we have a lot of departments, tourism has initiated, a lot of initiatives, people who are entrepreneurs have been also promoted, and we see a lot of varieties, trends, not just old cultures, but new ones have been promoted. Food, a lot of food items to pick up, a lot of traditional attires to pick up, and yes, a lot of cultural events are happening. So I think this is a good way to promote. I would really encourage friends and well-wishers across India and everywhere else to actually visit Nagaland and taste and also see the culture of our people. I think you will find it very welcoming, and also because we are able to also see that some of the best things that you will find in the world are also there. So I'm very surprised actually that this time they are promoting Sari culture and Sari, which is a silk made from silkworm. And so that's really being promoted. I'm so happy to see that. And as I was saying to you and my friend, one of the best pineapples that you will find across in the world is also from Nagaland. Please get a taste of that too. And of course, there are a lot of other varieties. And of course, one of the hottest chilies in the world used to be World Guinness Record. Perhaps now in the 10th position, ghost pepper is also there. So try that. And you will have a lot of events that also goes along with a Hornbill Festival. But this is a time for us to come together, not just celebrating all the festivals, but coming together as a people group to unite and also celebrate our culture. So
this two-day celebration showcased the rich cultural heritage, traditional arts, crafts, dances and cuisine of the Naga people, Nagaland's handlooms and handicrafts, symbolic patterns, intricate beadwork, hand-woven shawls, narrating tribal stories, bamboo and cane crafts, pottery, wood carvings and indigenous jewelry reflect a deep cultural identity.
My name is Jermin
and this stall is called Kintam, which means community in the Ao dialect of Nagaland. And here we sell, like, and we make mekhala and stalls, which are all done by weavers from Nagaland. Yeah. No, I am actually not Naga. I'm here helping my the owner of this stall, the brand Kingdom. So I'm helping her out just today for the stall. Yeah.
Okay, you're from?
I'm from Arunachal.
Arunachal.
Yes.
Especially came from Arunachal. You've been staying around.
I've been staying in Delhi. Yeah. Like actually, since young, we keep coming to Delhi for medical checkup. Yeah, for kabhi shopping karne. So I studied my whole life in Northeast only, but I did like college here. Do you?
Okay. Haan. So you have a lot of friends here. So Delhi is a second home for you?
Yeah, yeah. Since childhood, that's true. Yeah, I do live here actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and I go home, live, come here, like that, up and down.
So you are here to help your friend?
Yes, I always come here to help my friend. She's my very close friend, so yeah.
Okay. Just tell me more about the product here in your store.
Yeah, these are this is called loin loom.
Okay.
And this is made by weavers. It's like from Nagaland. And actually these days weavers are becoming lesser and lesser, so that's why these hold a lot of value. And even today two of the weavers are gonna walk today in the show. Yeah, along with the models. So it's gonna be great. It's great.
So you've been part of Autumn Festival for
like 3 years now. But I do come. I've been like more than 3 times. Huh?
How was the response of the public here regarding the product you are displaying?
People do end up buying a lot of the stalls. They ask for mekhala. Especially on the first day, yeah, like today.
Okay.
Since it's an invite only, so I think people are more open to buying. But then the second day, like more students come and it's more chill. So unhe to nahi kharidna mekhla. I mean, Naga kids only. Why will they buy? Unke to ghar mein hi hai.
And this kind of festival, how important they are, you know, direct people.
I think it's very, very important to have these kind of events for in all states of the Northeast. It's not that only Naga kids or us Northeast kids we should attend. Like, it should be for everybody. It is for everybody. So I think people from Delhi and whoever is not from the Northeast, they should definitely attend these events. Like, be more exposed. Ki Northeast mein bhi hai, matlab log hai. I always want to support and empower my Northeast people because they're working hard out there, and when they come to Delhi, you know, they try their best to make ends meet, to show themselves, you know, because they represent such a place far away, right? So yeah, so these events like make people feel at home, away from home, so it's very important.
Hi, my name is Kasulo Shijo, and I'm from Hands of the Nagas, a manufacturing unit based in Dezabe Craft and Tourism Village under Chumukedima District, Nagaland. Well, this is our first time participating in Autumn Festival, Delhi. So I'm really looking forward to a quality event.
You have been to Hornbill, I believe?
Yes, yes, we've been there. Like, since the start of Hornbill, we have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the wooden
utensils. Okay, so our products are like mostly for kitchenwares. These materials we use are like teak wood, gamari, and cane and bamboos as well.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So aren't they
like
spoiled with water?
No. These are waterproof.
Waterproof?
Yes, yes. And it has good durability. It lasts very long.
Okay, and yes. You can serve hot food in?
Aramse, yes. Yes, yes.
What's the popularity of these?
This will go like for more than 5 years. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Like everything is made in Nagaland.
Food enthusiasts had the chance to savor smoked pork, bamboo shoot curry, sticky rice and traditional rice beer, a cuisine known for its bold flavors and fiery chilies, including the legendary Naga King chili, once regarded as the world's hottest.
I'm Moti from the Ao tribe, and all the food that we've prepared are all organic, home-cooked food. Different types of pork with different vegetables and different style of cooking. The process, there's some food which takes around 6 hours to cook. There's some which takes just half an hour to cook. So there's a different process of cooking with all organic produce from Nagaland. We have vegetables also which is cooked. This is a special thing. We call it russup. Mixed vegetable cooked for 6 hours in low flame.
Okay.
And this is a...
It takes 6 hours.
So the longer you cook, the tastier it is. Okay. And this is chutney. Okay. This is all green chili, smoked tomato, chana and all the thing. So this is what we are producing, four different types of pork. Okay. And we have this chicken, which is a rice stew, made of rice flour. So it takes around 3 hours to cook.
And so all specialty of our tribe?
Yeah. This is all from our tribe.
Tell me something more about your tribe.
See, every tribe has their own unique features, unique food and all those things. So we are known, ours are known for hospitality. So we are someone who loves giving to people. So we love cooking, we love feeding people and all those things. So that's how we are. So every culture is different. Every culture is very colorful. But this kind of festival, we all come together as one and celebrate each other cultures and each other traditions, the food, the artisans, the craft and everything.
You came specially to Delhi for this festival or you're based in Delhi?
No, I'm based in Gurgaon only. I've been staying in Gurgaon for the last 28 years now.
28 years?
Yeah.
So, how's your feeling in Gurgaon?
Yeah, I'm so used to it now. So I'm like Haryanvi now. So, yeah. But the food, I miss the food. The Naga food, nothing like the Naga food. Yeah.
With favorable agro-climatic conditions and rich biodiversity, Nagaland is often called the botanist's paradise. The state is emerging as a horticulture hub for crops such as kiwi fruit, persimmon, pineapple, Khasi mandarin, large cardamom, Naga mirchi, tree tomato, blueberry, saffron and cut flowers.
My name is Akivito. I work for Department of Horticulture, Government of Nagaland. And these are some of the produce, horticultural produce.
As you can see, there are some of fruits I've never seen before in my life. Like, tree tomato and Ceylon, olive, ornamental pumpkin. So it's very new for Delhi.
Of course. This would be new even for some Nagas, right? And, you know, these species are mostly wild. Yeah, so city people wouldn't know. It's kind of an advertisement. Yeah. And to let people know that Naga eat these things for centuries. And if you look at this, this fruit, the inside part of the seed is eaten. The kernel is eaten. Yeah, not the fruit part.
Okay.
Only the seed is eaten.
It's lard fruit.
Yeah, it's lard fruit. Why? Because it tastes like pork lard.
Okay.
It's fatty in nature, so it's called lard fruit. This is chayote or chow chow.
Okay.
Or people in Northeast call it squash.
Okay.
And let me show you. This is also one of the varieties of taro, colocasia. Yeah. These are some of the crops.
Known thing from Nagaland, the Naga mircha.
Yes. This is one of the most important horticultural produce. Yeah, this is Raja Mircha, dried and fresh. One of the hottest chilies in the world.
And tell me, what is specifically important for promoting Naga culture and cuisine?
It's a great opportunity for Naga people back at home. I mean, it's, as the name suggests, it's a prelude to the Hornbill Festival. Yeah, it's kind of a promotional.
You got an amazing kind of variety. Thank you so much, sir, for giving your time.
Naga artists such as Taitimsu and Kiki, Colored Keys, the Eastree Project and the Mahila Band of India's Got Talent fame enthrall the audience with their vibrant performances. And folks, that brings us to the close of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take good care of yourself.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.